Good afternoon. This is the Art of Jazz. Well, today I'm going to be doing a grab bag of things and an in memoriam for bass player Jimmy Wood, who died on the 23rd at the age of 78 years. And Percy Heath, I'll have to wait and do some things for him next week. He died Thursday at the age of 81. I'd like to start with Jerry Mulligan's composition Sextet, as played by him in 1953 for Pacific Jazz Records. He plays baritone sax, and Chet Baker plays trumpet. Lee Konitz is here in the band, playing alto. Bill Crow bass, and Chico Hamilton on the drums, to be followed by Oscar Pettiford's band a year later, doing the same composition. I think it's always fun to compare performances, what I call chasing a tune. This composition, Sextet, was written by baritone saxophonist and pianist Jerry Mulligan and performed by him and his band for Pacific Jazz Records 1953, followed by cellist and bassist Oscar Pettiford for Bethlehem Long Playing Records 1954, Mulligan Sextet, Julius Watkins on French horn, Charlie Roos playing tenor saxophone, Duke Jordan piano, Ron Jefferson on drums, and Pettiford, as I said, on bass and sometimes cello on that record. This is The Art of Jazz, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. And so let's go to Jimmy Rushing now. He's probably best known for his work, certainly for his work with Count Basie, one of the great blues singers of any time. And after he had somewhat retired, he came out of retirement and made a wonderful record for Columbia Long Playing Records in 1956. And one of his compositions was one he wrote called Dr. Blues.
Is acting funny, my temperature's running high, my heart beats fast and faster, seems as I'm gonna die, my teeth they've got the chatter like a woodpecker in his act, knees knocking like a sewing machine, you swear I was born in the jack. Mm-hmm. My teeth, they've got the chatter like a woodpecker in his act. He's knocking like a sewing machine. You swear I was falling a jack. My nerves, they've got the jitters. Cold chills up and down my spine. At times I scream like a panther. Think I'm losing my mind. Ooh, me doctor. My head hanging low, no news. Ooh, me baby. Baby, you left me with those. Left me with those. Left me with those, Dr. Blue.
Dr. Blues, written by the vocalist there, Jimmy Rushing, 1956 for Columbia Records, and that beautiful tenor sax playing there was Bud Johnson. Colin McRae now. This is a rare recording by her, done in 1970 out of Cologne for Black Lion Long Playing Records. And she's accompanied by a brilliant orchestra over there, the Francie Bowling Kenny Clark Band. And the tenor saxophone here behind her is Tony Coe. The composition, written by a favorite of Carmen McRae's, a gentleman named Jimmy Woody, who wrote several pieces that she sang. This is a beauty for Carmen, 1970, called November Girl.
Of love sown in spring, now I'm the wind, dear girl. The summer light, magenta. Certain, but one of love's facets. Ooh. All your tomorrows are here and now. Ooh. But remember, girl, you make tomorrow what it should be. Just wait and see. Thank you.
That's Some Kind of Writing. Beautiful composition called November Girl, written by Jimmy Woody. Carmen McRae sang it for you in 1970, backed by the brilliant Francie Boland Kenny Clark Orchestra out of Cologne. All of that done on Black Lion, long playing records. And the tenor saxophone solo was by Tony Coe. Carmen McRae. I'd like to go and chase solitude, a 1934 composition by Duke Ellington with lyric by Eddie DeLange. And we'll start with a 1981 piano presentation by Jimmy Rolls. The first of three presentations of Solitude, 1934 composition by Duke Ellington. There, in 1981 for Columbia, Jimmy Rolls solo piano. Now, so we can hear Eddie DeLange lyric to Duke Ellington's composition, here's Louis Armstrong, 1935 for Decca. and his version of solitude. Armstrong's 1935 version of Solitude. The piano behind him was the leader of the band who led a band behind Louis most of the 1930s. His name is Louis Russell. And that was Decca, 78. Take C for all of you discophiles out there. That's a rare one. 1935, Louis Armstrong. Now the composer and Duke Ellington, his orchestra, 1934 for Brunswick, 78. And the beautiful baritone saxophone you hear would be Harry Howell Carney. Thank you. Duke Ellington, Brunswick 78, 1934. His composition, Solitude, and Harry Carney's baritone saxophone solo on the bridge. Carney was with Duke Ellington for a mere 47 years. Imagine that, playing in that artistic ensemble for that time. You're listening to The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU. NPR News and all that jazz, and support for KPLU comes from you and... Okay, let's see. Let's go to Art Pepper now, alto saxophonist, clarinetist, composer, all of that. An early 10-inch Discovery LP, 1954. I think this might be the first recording of his composition, Straight Life, which is based on a classic jazz piece called After You've Gone. With him, Jack Montrose on tenor, Claude Williamson at the piano, Monty Budwig bass, and Larry Bunker on the drums, with Pepper on alto saxophone. Here's Straight Life. Thank you. Pepper, 1954, for Discovery Records. His composition, Straight Life, and Peter DeRoe's composition, Deep Purple. Pepper playing alto saxophone, Jack Montrose on tenor saxophone, Flod Williamson piano, Monty Budwig on bass, and Larry Bunker on drums. I'd like to chase Deep Purple one more, to give you the lyric of Mitchell Parrish, who was the lyricist on Stardust, among many. This is Larry Clinton's highly underrated orchestra. Clinton did some really beautiful arrangements, and this is one of them. His vocalist of the time, B. Wayne, is outstanding. Per Victor 78 Records, here's Larry Clinton's orchestra, 1938, and Deep Purple.
again I hold you tight. Though you're gone, your love lives on when moonlight fades. And as long as my heart will beat, love.
That's a superb arrangement of Deep Purple. Larry Clinton did that. That's his orchestra. 1938, B. Wayne, his vocalist, W-A-I-N, singing for Victor Records. Mitchell Parrish did the lyric. Peter DeRose, the music. Larry Clinton, the arrangement. And all that voicing in there with the clarinet family. Well, the family of regular clarinet and one bass clarinet, I suppose. But effective. Larry Clinton, Deep Purple. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you. And let's do an on the job. That means an artist or artists in a situation where they're not in the recording studio, usually just a job playing a place where people sit around and hopefully listen. This is Bob Brookmeyer in Beverly, Massachusetts, 1978, as produced by Griffin Records. And it's a Cole Porter composition called Everything I Love. Brookmeyer plays valve trombone. Jack Wilkins on guitar, Michael Moore bass, and Joe LaBarbera on the drums. Thank you. Job with the Bob Brookmeyer Quartet in Beverly, Massachusetts, 1978 for Griffin Records. Bob Brookmeyer on valve trombone, Jack Wilkins guitar, Michael Moore bass, and Joe LaBarbera on the drums. The composition by Cole Porter, Everything I Love, Bob Brookmeyer right there. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria. NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service at Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. It's my pleasure to be with you on Sunday afternoons. Dick Hyman, solo piano now from 1975 for an RCA Victor record. This is a beauty written by Scott Joplin in 1908. It's called Solace.
Thank you.
That was Solace, written by Scott Joplin in 1908 and performed in 1975 solo piano by Dick Hyman, issued by RCA Victor. And that beautiful B part that's played there, you might remember from a movie called The Sting, if you saw that, Robert Redford and Paul Newman and others, with lots of ragtime pieces in that movie. And that B section of Solace was used quite a bit. Dick Hyman's a beautiful composition, Solace, written by Scott Joplin. Gertrude Rainey made a lot of money for Paramount Records in the 1920s. She took a band around with her, and they used to be carnivals, circuses, music and dance and animal tricks and all that sort of thing. It used to go around the country. Ma Rainey was accompanied by her Georgia band. She will be here. In 1924, she made a hit record for Paramount called Bo Weevil Blues. And the one we're going to hear now is a remake of that, 1927 for Paramount, called The New Bo Weevil Blues.
Don't sing them blues no more. Don't sing them blues no more. Bo Weevil's here. Bo Weevil's everywhere you go. I'm a long Bo Weevil, been out a great long time. I'm a long Bo Weevil, been out a great long time. I'm gonna sing these blues. The either Bo Weevil knows the mine. I don't want no man to put no sugar in my tea. I don't want no man put no sugar in my tea. Some of me so evil, I'm afraid he might poison me. Lord, I went downtown and bought me a hat. I brought it back home and laid it on the shelf. Looked at my bed, I'm getting tired sleeping by myself.
Ma Rainey, Gertrude Rainey, 1927, her New Bo Weevil Blues, accompanied by her Georgia band for Paramount 78s, 1927. She was something, you know, when you think about it, it was not much like that then. They weren't reading music and they were improvising all over the place, feelings, purity of that. And giving to people something they could identify with, some situation that meant something in their own lives. And that changed things. The recording industry particularly woke up. And Made a lot of money, of course, but that that's the motive, I think. Yeah, anyway. Bill Evans now. This is one of my favorite of Bill Evans' work. He is all over the place, but of his solo piano work. This is the Verve LP called Conversations with Myself. And what he does here, he got into multi-tracking, taking advantage of the technical gifts that were around in those days so that he could play, in this case, three tracks. So he would go through the composition one time and then do it again and then do it again and put them all together. Keeping it all straight just would blow my mind. But in 1963, Bill Evans had no problem with it. The composition is Thelonious Monk's Blue Monk, three tracks, all at once. Here's Bill Evans. Bill Evans multi-tracking in 1963 for Verve Records. It's a brilliant record called Conversations with Myself, and that was a three-track rendition of Thelonious Monk composition called Blue Monk, taken at a brighter tempo, actually, than most people do. Let's hear what the lyric is to this. In this case, it was put together by Abby Lincoln. She's going to sing her lyric to Blue Monk. The arrangement is by the pianist here, Mal Waldron. It's from a Candid LP, 1961. Abby will sing her lyric. The great tenor saxophone solo here is by the great tenor saxophonist Coleman Hawkins. And if you hear a muted trumpet, it's Booker Little. Abby Lincoln, Blue Monk.
blues you hear, keeping on from year to year, keeping on from year to
Abby Lincoln's version of Thelonious Monk composition, Blue Monk, 1961, for Candid Long Playing Records. An arrangement by the pianist there, Mal Waldron. Trombone work by Julian Priester. Great tenor saxophone solo by Coleman Hawkins. Muted work on the trumpet by Booker Little. Abby Lincoln singing for you from 1961. I'd like you to hear this. Thank you. An appreciative audience there. Stan Getz at Storyville Club in Boston, late 1951 or early 1952 for Roost Long Playing Records. Getz, of course, on tenor. Jimmy Rainey on guitar. Teddy Kotick on bass. And the great Tiny Khan on drums. And the composition was The Song Is You, written by Jerome Kern. Stan Getz in Boston. Here's Frank Sinatra.
My story is much too sad to be told, but practically everything leaves me totally cold. The only exception I know is the case when I'm out on a quiet spree, fighting vainly the old ennui. And I suddenly turn and see your fabulous face. I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? Some they may go for cocaine. I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, it would bore me to riff thickly too. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to see you obviously do not adore me. I get no kick in a plane flying too high with some gal in the sky. Is my idea nothing to do? I get a kick when you give me a boot. I get a kick out of you. Crazy things that will keep me loving you, and with your permission, may I list a few. The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on that bumpy road to love. Still I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, the way we danced until three, the way you've changed my life. No, take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me.
Frank Sinatra, 1954 for Capitol Records, and Nelson Riddle's beautiful arrangements for him and his orchestra. I Get a Kick Out of You, Cole Porter wrote that, and They Can't Take That Away From Me, the Gershwins penned that for you. Frank Sinatra singing, 1954 for Capitol Records, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and... Now to an in memoriam today to bassist Jimmy Wood. I mentioned at the top of the program that two bass players died. Jimmy Wood on the 23rd and Percy Heath this last Tuesday, and I'm going to do something for Percy next week. Jimmy Wood died at the age of 78 on the 23rd. He was with Ellington from 55 to 60 and was the founding bass player and lasted throughout the career of the wonderful Kenny Clark Francie Bolin Orchestra out of Cologne from 1960 to 73, plus his own band, plus all over the place. I'm going to start with Jimmy Wood's 1957 Argo LP of his band. He, of course, plays bass, Clark Terry trumpet, Mike Simpson on flute, Porter Kilbert on alto saxophone, Paul Gonsalves on tenor, Ramsey Lewis at the piano, and Sammy Woodyard on drums. First up, a composition by Wood for his wife, her nickname Foofy. He calls this one Foofy for President. He plays the bass, and he sings for you. Thank you.
Feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight. Lovely, with your cheeks so warm and your smile so soft, there is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight. The way you smile, your tenderness grows, tearing my fears apart. And the smile that wrinkles your nose touches my foolish eyes. Lovely, never ever change. Keep that breathless charm. Want to please arrange it, for I love you just the way you look tonight. Mm-hmm. tenderness froze, tearing my fears apart. And the smile that wrinkles your nose touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never ever change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it, for I love you just the way you look tonight.
In memory of Jimmy Wood, who died on the 23rd of this month, that was his band in 1957 for our Go Long Playing Records. His bass and his singing. Foofy for President, a composition by him for his wife, Ruth. And The Way You Look Tonight by Jerome Kern. And this one, I think this is a place in New Jersey, if I remember correctly. The Man from Potter's Crossing, written by Wood. Members of the band, Clark Terry, trumpet, Mike Simpson, wonderful flute work here, Porter Kilbert, alto, Paul Gonzalez, tenor saxophone, Ramsey Lewis at the piano, and Sammy Woodyard on the drums.
Thank you.
The Jimmy Wood Septet for Argo Long Playing Records, 1955. That was called The Man from Potter's Crossing, written by Jimmy. I'm going to get back to more of this in memoriam to him. But first, let me tell you, this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and... As I mentioned, Jimmy Wood joined Ellington's great ensemble in 1955, stayed with the band until 1960. And here is a get-together in 1958. It was issued, at least the copy I have, on Jazz Connoisseur, long-playing record. Ellington wrote this with a bass in mind, and I'm sure Jimmy, and it's simply called Basement. Thank you. Jimmy Wood with Ellington's orchestra playing a dance somewhere, 1958, and one that Ellington wrote for the bass, for Jimmy, called Basement. And my copy, my record, is on Jazz Connoisseur. And if you like those odd things that are out there by Ellington's band on the road and so on, you might check that out. What I'm talking about is Jimmy Wood, who died on the 23rd of this month. That would be a week ago Saturday, I believe, at the age of 78. He was with Ellington from 55 to 60. And then he went to Cologne and joined drummer Kenny Clarke and pianist, arranger, composer Francie Boland's big band, and was there from the beginning of that band, 1960, till it stopped in 1973. I don't have anything that is primarily a bass solo for him, but he's here in the band, 1967. And this is one that Boland put together based on Chinatown, an old traditional tune. Da, 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 that one. And Boland calls it Sax No End. It features Eddie Lockjaw Davis on tenor saxophone, and an absolutely incredible unison saxophone section work here. Here's Jimmy Wood with Kenny Clarke, Francie Boland Band in Cologne, 1967. Thank you. That saxophone section is just breathtaking, and most of that is. That's the Kenny Clark Francie Bolan Big Band in Cologne, 1967, with bassist Jimmy Wood. We're celebrating about Jimmy, who passed away on the 23rd of this month at age 78. Eddie Lockjaw Davis tenor solo there, the unison sax section. Kenny Clark gets some help with the drums with Belgian percussionist Fats Saadi, who was in the band at the time. The name of the composition based on Chinatown is Sax No End, written by Bolan and arranged for the band, and that's on a Saba LP, S-A-B-A. And thanks to Jimmy Wood. Here's Louis Armstrong.
There goes Mac the Knife.
Mm-hmm.
teeth, dear. And he shows them a pearly white, just a jackknife has Mac Heat, dear. And he keeps it out of sight when the shark bites with his teeth, dear. Scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, where's Mac Heat, dear? So there's not a trace of red on the sidewalk Sunday morning, baby. Lies a body oozing light. Someone sneaking around the corner. Is this someone? Mac the knife from a tugboat by the river. A cement bag's drooping down. Yes, the cement's just for the weight, dear. Bet you Mac he's back in town. Look a year, Louis Miller disappeared, dear. After drawing out his cash, and Mac Heat spends like a sailor. Did our boy do something rash? Suki Tawdry, Jenny Diver, Lottie Lanyard, Sweet Lucy Brown, all the line form on the right, dear. Now that Mackie back in town.
Take it, Satch.
Louis Armstrong for Columbia Records, 1954. Back of Town Blues, written by Louis and Louis Russell. And Mac the Knife, going back to the Middle Ages, somewhere in there, by Papouche and Gay. Did that, the Beggar's Opera, all that stuff. Mac the Knife, very popular hit for, a big hit for Louis Armstrong, 1954. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz, and support for KPLU comes from you and... Pianist Earl Hines wrote a beautiful composition called Blues and Thirds, which he recorded in the late 20s, solo piano. It's been played a lot by different bands, but this trio is one of my favorites. For Victor Records in Chicago, 1940, Sidney Bechet on clarinet, Hines on piano, and Warren Baby Dodds on the drums. Thank you. What'd we hear? Let's see. Sidney Bechet, Earl Hines, and Warren Baby Dodds in Chicago. 1940, doing Blues and Thirds, written by Hines. And Charlie Barnett's saxophone and his wonderful band, 1940 for Bluebird Records, with a trumpet solo by Billy May. And one that Barnett wrote called Leapin' at the Lincoln. The Lincoln Theater in Harlem was a great hangout place for bands playing for the time between movies. In those days, you go to a movie, you could stay in the theater all day, but special times, they would have big bands come in and play. Must have been something. Really something. I mean, thinking about it that time, and I used to know when I was in my student days, I remember some guys who didn't get enough sleep finals week, they go down and see a movie and fall asleep. Miss a test. Here's Frankie Lane.
My, how I miss your sweet tender kiss and the wonderful things you would do. Then I run my hands through my silver strands, 'cause I'm blue, turning gray over you. Now you used to be so good to me, but that's when I was a novelty. Now you have new girls in view, found someone new, left me blue, turning gray over you. Yeah, but that's when I was a novelty.
Frankie Lane, 1949 for Mercury, 78 records. Blue Turning Gray Over You, written by Thomas Fats Waller and Andy Razaf, and On the Sunny Side of the Street by Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields. Carl Fisher on piano, Babe Russin on tenor saxophone, Lou Singer doing guitar, vibes, and drums, and the bass work of Artie Bernstein. Frankie Lane, 1949. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz, and support for KPLU comes from you and... I was talking earlier about Harry Carney being, with Duke Ellington for 47 years, and in that time played regular clarinet and alto and bass clarinet and mostly baritone saxophone. And in 1954, for Clef Records, he... Norman Grand's wonderful record company, he put out something of his own and some beautiful arrangements by Ralph Burns for him. Here's Harry Carney and Victor Young's Ghost of a Chance. Thank you. Carney on bass clarinet for you, and Ghost of a Chance, written by Victor Young, an arrangement by Ralph Burns for the orchestra and the musicians there for Clef Records, 1954. And there you have it, Harry Carney, as I said, 47 years with Duke Ellington's band. In 19-whatever, Isom Jones wrote a composition, he wrote many wonderful ones, called Spain. We'll hear a couple of versions. First up, Woody Herman's band, 1950. Woody plays the alto saxophone solo, Bill Harris trombone. Milt Jackson's in the band. A lot of people didn't realize Milt played for a while in Woody Herman's band for Capitol Records, Capitol 78. Played the vibes. Here's Isom Jones, Spain, 1950, production by Woody Herman. Isom Jones and played by Woody Herman, 1950 for Capitol Records, Milt Jackson's vibes, Bill Harris trombone, Woody's alto saxophone. Here, 1940 for Decca Records, is Bob Crosby and his Bobcats and their version of Spain. Thank you. Bob Crosby's Bobcats and their version of Spain. Irving Fazola on clarinet, Just Stacy piano, Eddie Miller saxophone, tenor saxophone solo, and Billy Butterfield's wonderful trumpet, all there. For Decca 78's 1940, Isom Jones composition, Spain. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and...
Vic's old friend, are you ever going to comprehend? You're no ordinary standard B-flat, run-of-the-mill type guy. Oh my, no. And Vic's old elf, will you ever learn to look at yourself like the others around you who love you and never ask why? And seriously, Vic's old bear, don't you dig that big blue sky up there? Admit it, wouldn't it be nice to cut yourself a slice of that pie up there? I wonder, Vic's old chum, when you reminisce in years to come, will you ever hum that someday song you've been looking so long to find? So do what you got to do, and may the years be good to you, 'cause you're one of a Vic's old bear, don't you dig that big blue sky up there? Admit it, wouldn't it be nice to cut yourself a slice of that pie up there? I wonder, Vic's old chum, when you reminisce in years to come, will you ever hum that someday song you've been looking so long to find? So do what you got to do. May the years be good to you, 'cause you're one of the favorite few. Dear Bix, you're one of a...
Dave Frischberg, in a composition he wrote with Bix Beiderbecke in mind called Dear Bix, 1977 for Concord Jazz Records. Frischberg playing the piano and singing for you. I don't know. I think he comes out of Hoagy Carmichael. I have to ask him when I see him next time. The trumpet work there was by Bob Finley. Here's Sweet Mama String Bean with Jimmy Johnson at the piano. Thank you.
man of mine. When he goes by, weak eyes cry out for glasses. Who can deny? He really does know his molasses. Oh, me, oh, my. Who shows the world what class is? Nobody but that man of mine. Call in your reporters if they want some news. Got a headline story they are free to use. Something great has happened. I've got a break and how. You can bet I'm all set. Gonna meet him now. Oh. Guess who's in town? And he's the main attraction. Nobody but that man of mine. Guess who's in town? And giving me plenty action. Nobody but that man of mine. Listen to this. We've got a date at 7. And from his first kiss, I'm gonna keep him busy till 11. If you're speaking of bliss, who's got the key to heaven? Nobody but that man of mine. That the devil himself can't come between us. We don't care now. Tell all the world you've seen us. Nobody but that man, but that man of mine.
Ethel Waters, 1928 for Columbia 78 Records with James B. Johnson at the piano, and a big hit for her, Guess Who's in Town. I called her Sweet Mama Stringby, and that was her name in vaudeville. One of the great singers and actresses, Ethel Waters, 1928. Bear with me a moment. I'm going to poke some buttons here to see which one of the remaining two is the longer. Let's see. What do I do? Okay, do this. 1:07. Oh, that's 5 minutes and 20 seconds. All right, let's see what this one is. 1:08. That's 4 minutes. Well, let's do the long one. 1:07. All right, what we're going to hear is Billy Taylor Trio at the Storyville Club in Boston, 1952. Cole Porter's What Is This Thing Called Love? For Royal Roost, Long Playing Records, Charlie Mingus on bass and Marcus Foster on the drums. Thank you. George Wein's Storyville Club in Boston, Massachusetts, 1952 for Royal Roost Records, Billy Taylor Trio, Billy on piano, Charles Mingus on bass, and Marquise Foster playing the drums. Cole Porter's What Is This Thing Called Love? You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, and 89.3 KVIX, Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service at Pacific Lutheran University. This program has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.